culmination of officially of the, we're not going to give this year on Sunday because I understand a lot of people are going to be in Atlanta. Is that it?
Also,
I'm also giving sure at 12 o'clock. Then I would have been happy to give it earlier.
Everything's just for Shua.
Shua's like, we have to, talk to Shua's travel agent. First of all, he's racking up those extra miles. It's good, I think you can assign it to other people can use your miles, right? But, so this will be the last year until we continue. But I would like to get in the other topics, and I do, I'm not joking about the Zavora, I'm really serious about it. But there are a few things we just have to, as I mentioned, a little more on these topics, and we definitely, Mamad Lezen, the Pasha Sazet, and also we have to do something about Malkus Makom Misamedes, because we're invested in all those topics. Not so much the Mamad Lezen, the Pasha Sazet, but that isn't a long one anyway. We owe a little bit from last year from not doing the third parak, so it's a little bit of kum le medrabim. I think I mentioned it last year that I would get it in this year. So, and then to do some of the topics in Zavora, definitely the institution of Zablo, which we've touched on, and the institution of Kiblo Alai, which we've certainly touched on, and if we can, a couple of shiurim on Psule, Russia. It's really an amazing parak, and at some point Psule Russia are amazing. Psule Kurba are, in my opinion, an excellent way to understand halacha's perspective on family dynamic and family structure, especially when you compare Psule Kurba of Eidos, with Dine Yerusha and some other issues. And I think it really, provides a really insightful, consistent, complex but consistent, comprehensive view of the family. So we'll do as much as we can, but for these, before the Bechina, certainly we will probably finish off today, and we probably need one more also just to finish up some other issues in Eidos Shabbatla and Sheinaid. But we'll see what we can do. We'll try to figure it out. To also encourage everybody to take the Bechina. When is the Bechina being given?
The official date is next Thursday.
A week from today?
A week from today, sorry.
Yeah, but I think we're going to push it off to the Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? So to give everybody also the Shabbos. But I think what we've, come to the conclusion is that when people postpone taking the Bechina, it really ends up being more trouble for you than it's worth. Because with all good intentions, people want to make you do a better Chazara.
Not to mention the trouble for Rabbi Kalinsky.
Say again?
Not to mention the trouble for Rabbi Kalinsky.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the Reitz office of Rabbi Harlap and Judy. They found a way to get it all done. But, since there are more people working there now and it's more efficient, so somehow, that's like inversely connected with the... So whatever it is, the just to repeat what I always say, which is that the purpose of the Bechina, it shouldn't be intimidating to anybody. The purpose of it is really to both inspire a good Chazara, which is always good in its own right, but especially because of the way that we do topics and they're like overlapping and cumulative, connections. There's a geometric, aspect to putting it all together and like seeing that bigger picture. So, we try to do it piecemeal and to be consistent with the topics themselves and the real material, and then to let the bigger connections and the meta halachic stuff, whatever it is that comes out of that, flow from each individual topic and then the putting of the topics together. So it's the Chazara and the week of Chazara should really be used only for that purpose, meaning the 9 to 3, we really are makbid that that time, which is normally dedicated for regular shiurim, should be focused on Chazara, and the purpose is to know the details but also to know the interconnections. And I think people who give it a chance, it really is a rewarding week. It's always annoying to have to worry about the pressure of an exam. I remember that too and know that too. But as I say, the way to look at this is that it prompts a good Chazara, hopefully, and a deeper understanding and a better kinyan, if you will, on the material. So anybody who can take it on time, it's really better to take it on time, because then otherwise, with the best of intentions, other things interfere, and you know, we're missing bechinas, and the REITs office is unhappy, and it's also just good for you to take the bechina at some point. Now, whoever hasn't finished the other one yet, we just really have to do that because the yeshiva has requirements, and understandably so, and you know, so we. You know, we encourage everybody to do this in the most efficient way, and as I say, the main thing is not to be intimidated by it, but to see it as a a kind of a bit of an adventure, hopefully a good one. I've gotten very good feedback over the years of the people who do study and do take it on time, that they really feel that it put things together for them in a meaningful way. So for what it's worth, I really encourage strongly getting it done. Seriously, but again, there are here and there always issues. Somebody's getting married, there can be issues which justify a delay, and we've tried to be sensitive to that. Maybe, but probably we've been a little bit too sensitive or too flexible in the past. So we'll retain a certain level of flexibility, but we really want to encourage very strongly people to take it on time, because we just see. Lemaisa, that's the date all points to the fact that it's better that way. True?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So we'll try to figure out with the rest of the topics, but let's move on to today's topic. We began discussing the questions of Edisha Batla and Shem Aid that appear here. We've discussed so far Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim and what their debate is about and what impact that has on Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos, as well as on the concept of Kat. An individual Eidim. Just to mention very quickly, part of this, again, everything I'm going to do today is not going to be as comprehensive as I would want, because we need to touch a lot of issues. But just to remind everybody about the context of all of this, that this is, the discussion of Yossi and the Chachamim, as we've noted, is a... it's also part of the subcategory of Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos, as we discussed. And Rashi's view of Rabbi Yossi's, perspective as opposed to Balei Tosfos are really another example of two perspectives on how to make that a distinction between Mamonos and Nefashos, and whether it is more on the periphery and more in terms of Kiyum Haonesh and Mahapchin Bischus, kind of taking a long shot, to get him off and so on. Or whether it really is more, fundamental to the character of, the mechayvim of Dina Mamadis and Dina Nefashos, and how the Din Torah works and the role of the Dayan, and that's reflected also in the nature of the Eidus and so on. And as part of that, just to remind everybody that, the story of Eidus Miuchedes and its difference between Mamadis and Nefashos, and the potential... application of Eidus Umdino, which you've mentioned a couple of times, the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, whether Mechalik between Eidus Umdino between Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos. I think I mentioned a couple of times the Rav's idea that, Ma Inyan Eidus Umdino LeEidus Miyukedes, which is what the Ramban kind of is saying, is the idea that, when it comes to Dine Mamonos, it's quite possible to justify. Eidus ala Gavra or Eidus ala Chiyuv, and even Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's, Halvachar Halva, two different Halvos, each of which have Eid Echad on. Now, again, certainly we talked about the Eid Echad side of this. The more you think that Eid Echad's limitation to Shavua is a technicality, or at least a hedge, but it belongs to the world of Dine Mamonos, the easier, obviously, it is to explain Eidus Miuchedes also. But having said that, especially Rabbi Shuv Ben Karcha's Halva highlights this idea of, we don't really need to wait him on a particular Halva. We need to know in a broader way that A owes B $100. If it's from two different loans or it's from one loan, that's of a secondary importance. But then the idea that the same is not true in Dine Nefashos. In other words, when it comes to Dina Nefashos, like if he murdered two different people, we couldn't have murdered the same person twice, right? Without the Tzgias HaMeisim, topic being part of the story. But if he murdered two different people, and you have Reuven testifying about one murder and Shimon testifying about another murder, So the point is that not so much that we don't believe them or that, you know, we're mahapech b'schuso, you know, of each one, probably that's not the idea. You could explain that that's the idea. Doesn't deen in the fashas, there's no concept of Ein Echad. So you can't even put them together, you know, to say, well, there's a, you know, common denominator, l'chai. That's one way to look at it. Maybe that's the idea, you know, that the Ramban was operating with. But the bigger idea may be that in Dina Nefashos, right, the fact that he's a Gavra Rotzeach, you know, both in terms of his status and his rishus, is not the point. You can only put somebody to death for a Maisa Ritzicha, and therefore you need to aid him on the Maisa Ritzicha. That's why, again, Nevis Umdana, which you might argue, is that you know, in the Shimon ben Shetach case and so on, you know that he did it, but you don't have Eidus on the Maisa. So he is a Gavra Rotzeach, right? Two Eidim are saying he's a Gavra Rotzeach, because they know that it's so, but, you know, they didn't see the Ratzach. So this idea of, you know, is consistent. Again, it could be Mechalek, but this idea of, you know, two Eidim and one Kat, you know, being partly the distinction of Mamonis and Nefashos, you know, fits in with these, you know, with these questions and these issues. That's something to remember. The question of whether or not the two are Eidim or three Eidim or 100 Eidim are a Kat or they're individual Eidim or both is also relevant to another issue that comes up in that Mishnah in Makos and our Gemara's citation of it. And that is the relationship between Lekula and Lechumra and Hazama. Is it possible to be Mechalek between different dinim when it comes to the Hekesh of Shlosha Lishnayim? So as we know in the Mishnah in Makos, or what do we know about the Mishnah in Makos, Yonatan?
That there is a Machlokas as to whether or not you need Hazama on all three of them or on just...
Possible, that's number one. And there also is this exchange, if you have the language just very quickly, between Rav Shimon, right, and Rabbi Akiva, right?
Right,
just leave
the line.
Yeah, go ahead. It's a long Mishnah, part of which is discussed in our Gemara, correct? Okay. So first of all, in the first part, which is just the din of Trei Kameh and Mea Ketrei, you know, per se, right? Even there, there's an interesting comment of Tosas and Makos, and some other Rishonim have parallel comments, and that is to challenge that a little bit. How do you know? Maybe it's only limited to three or four. You have that line in Tosas very quickly? Tosas and Makos? No? Again, I don't want to solve these things now. I just want to make the bigger point for a second. Rob, you have it?
This last one on the moment?
Yeah.
Hey, my ima de edim asa afilu the arba v'nim se'ach ha'kar v'pasa yosim min ha'gimel d'ksibe v'kra v'at fe'me arba lo.
How do you know more than four?
Right. Yishnomar came in the shakas achas mizim ha'shtei kisos hu adin me'e.
Yeah. Because if already have four, so that's two kitos. Okay. So the question is this what Tosis meant, or is Adafka not what Tosis meant? The point I'm trying to make is, if you look at Kat, you know, as an integrated unit, so as we said before, there's only 2 plus. It doesn't, and it's not even 2 plus. It's just that 2 is the minimum hagdar of a Kat. And once you have a Kat, you have a Kat. So is that what Tosis means when they say, well, you know, if anything, you could say there are 2 Kats. But once you have 2 Kats against 1 Kat, so then... You know, it doesn't matter whether it's 2 or it's 1,000. Is that what Tosis means, or Tosis Dafka doesn't mean that, and they're saying, you know, let's talk about different ways to draw the line in the, you know, in the arraying of the you know, opposing forces. But maybe an easier or better answer, if this isn't what they meant, is all there is a kat. There are individual eidim, or there's a kat. And once you're talking about a kat, so it's 2 plus is a kat. And that's the end of the story. That's number one. But in terms of the same idea. So is there machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Akiva? So this one issue is trei kameya. The second issue is both lahakel and lahachmir, you know, makish gimel lishnah, right? Meaning, Rav Shimon is emphasizing the kula, right? That he's emphasizing that if you have three zomim, eno edem nasim zomim machia zumu es kulam, so that means if there are three, not that's two, and that's a kula for each one of the zomim, right? Rabbi Akiva, again, I don't want to, you have to look at the individual Rishonim because it breaks down into a lot of interesting points, but I just can't get into the details right now. But Rabbi Akiva says, go ahead, what's the line of Rabbi Akiva? Which we also have in our Gemara quoted. Before that, right? Lahachmir. Yeah, so this, the question is, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva really argue, and if so, what do they really argue about? And if you look at, in our Sugya, for example, they refer you to the Rashi and Tosis on Mem Aleph of Rabbi Kivega, right? Says, look at the discussion of Rashi and Tosis on Mem Aleph on the base, right? Correct? Anyways, so to make a longer story shorter, you know, there's a debate in the Rishonim whether Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva argue, or Rabbi Akiva basically agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Even within that, there's a debate whether or not there is some preference, or, you know, is it easier to explain lahakel or lahachmir? It's also part of the discussion. And whether or not, and when it comes to hazama in particular, you know, we might be mechalik. Now, the idea of being mechalik and hazama is part of a recurring story. So, you know, we've seen it a little bit. And again, even in our sugya right now that we're going to discuss today, we'll see it two or three more times. And that is the thing about hazama, of course, is that it, you know, on a certain level, it may not have happened, right? The whole point of Hazama is that we don't believe it. On the other hand, as we've discussed, you know, especially if you do take the view that Hazama is a Chiddush, because my Chazis is Samchas Ahai Smoch Ahai, it's not so clear that we don't believe it. So when it comes to Hazama, the question of there being a Kat, there are like two issues. One is, maybe Hazama is just such a Chiddush that the, you know, the Hazama itself, the fact that they intended to do this is what's important, not what they actually did, right? Unlike other Edim. And therefore, the way that we assess, you know, if it's the intention, right, not the actual accomplishment, then the way that, you know, A, that's a Chumrah, and B, it's just different, and therefore we're just going to treat it differently. Moreover, if the whole point is that they're not really Edim because they didn't see it together because we don't believe them, so there's no tziruf, there's no kat, because how are they a kat? You know, what makes something a kat is some sort of tziruf. They saw the same action, but we don't believe that they saw the same action, or do we? Right? So hazama might be a special argument that's going to come up in terms of, you know, Rabbi Yossi, it's going to come up in terms of, you know, do you need Dakatok de Dibor in Haggadah when it comes to Hazama, but maybe not in other things, because the only Mitzaref is the Haggadah Kiachas, not the Riyah, because we kind of don't believe in the Riyah, or even if we do believe in it on some level, the point is that it's the Zamam that's Koveh. So Lekula and Lechumra, Hazam, I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, I mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not Hazama itself creates a Nimsach HaMem Karv Apostle. If one of the Edim is an Eid Zomim, so that's the Ramban's Ha'ara. The Ramban says, I don't understand what Bali Tos are talking about when they say that Eid Shavat Matasa Batla Kula can be triggered by one of the Edim being an Eid Zomim. After all, isn't the whole point that we don't believe that he was there? So there's no Tzira, right? So, but it comes up again here in terms of Rabbi Yosef, in terms of, again, when Tosis here says, maybe even in terms of Azama, Rabbi Yosef will say what he says, right? What do you mean, maybe even? So, and then the Ksos, as I say, has a discussion about Tokhtei Dibur. It comes up in a number of places, Lekula and Lechomra. So there are some who interpret that that's the pshat in, you know, in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. They're discussing specifically Hazama, since there's the Zamam factor, and there's not so much the Kat factor. That's Gufa Legabe, the question, are we dealing with individual Edim, or are we dealing with a Kat? There's more reason to think you know, that the mezimim are not a kat, you know, because they didn't see anything, if we assume they didn't see anything. Or are they dafka kat because they're like, you know, a band of little, you know, intentional evildoers, you know, who banded together to, you know, fabricate the story and to destroy this person's life. Either way, the status of Hazama in all of this whole topic, I'm pointing out, is Lekula Lechomra may be different. But either way, there's a debate in the Rishonim whether or not Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva argue, or at minimum, is there some difference between Lekula and Lechomra, and if so, in which direction? So without going into more than that at the moment, let's just say that the more we think that the din of Hikish Shlosha Lishnayim and the din of Trei Kameya isn't just that the minimum of two Edim is, you know, is a maximum evidence, and therefore even if there's a better than maximum, that will never override the maximum, or the minimum maximum. Can you say the minimum maximum? Then if you say that, so then everything is open to question in terms of Hikish and in terms of Trei Kameya, maybe the Mechalik between this and that, because you're still acknowledging that we're talking about individual Edim. And on a certain level, that always means that 3 is better than 2. It means 1,000 is better than 999. It certainly means 1,000 is better than 2, right? But if you hold that, you know, the charm in all of this, whether it's only in the Fashos or even in Mamunas, no, that might be part of the discussion too, is that 2, you know, is not 2 eight echads, but it's a kat, and that every kat is the same. It doesn't matter whether 2 and 2 plus are both a kat. So then, should there be differences between Lekula and Lechomra? Right? In either direction. So that is part of this discussion, and then the possibility of distinguishing between Mamunas and the Fashos, you know, is something to look at too. Certainly, again, from this point of view, distinguishing between Azama and other things is going to be an issue. Okay, that's number one. Regarding Rabbi Yossi, so just to sum up what we already said, there are two radically opposite perspectives on Rabbi Yossi's, aside from Rashi and Tosis on what Rabbi Yossi means, on what Rabbi Yossi requires for the Shemeid, Legabe, Batla Mektasa, Batla Kula. Right? If you look at the Ar Gemara and the evidence in Makos and the way that most Rishonim interpret, so Rabbi Yossi, you know, in Dine Nefa ends up saying two things. Number one, in Dine Mamunus, there is no Batla Mektasa, Batla Kula at all, right? Tiskayim Avis Bishar, for whatever reason. Number two, that in Dine Nefashos, the Batla Mektasa, Batla Kula is triggered, right, in a, in almost passive, practically in a passive way. In other words, what's required to trigger Batla Mektasa, Batla Kula is less than Rebbe. There's a double machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, right? A, regarding Mamunas, B, within the Fashos, what do you need to trigger the Rebbe saying Hasra, and maybe we'll redefine that soon. Maybe it's not only Hasra, maybe it's also Kavana Lahaid, whatever, but maybe even Hasra, at least in the Fashos. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, the Pashtus, is saying that Re'ia Be'alma is significant. That's how Rashi in Makos certainly read it. Mayasu Shnei Achim or Elameyata Horigatza, so Rashi in Makos says, we're asking according to Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that simply their physical presence there is sufficient. B'hu Adin, that is the view of the Rajbam in Baal Basra. That's the view of Tosas in Baal Basra. That's the view initially of Tosas here in Sanhedrin. The second view, which is the Tosas Rash Mishans, the Rajba, as the Tosas quotes it in the end of our Tosas, is intended as a rejection of that default and of that popular view. Namely, no, you got Rabbi Yossi all wrong. Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. Actually, Rabbi Yossi requires more intense involvement and more intense mitzaref among the Edim than even Rebbe. All right, that's a Tosas Rash Mishans. That's a contrast. And even Tosas Rash Mishans has to admit that that contrast, it's a fascinating like phenomenon. You know, he basically has to admit that it's against, that conclusion is kind of against our sugya. Right. What do I mean that it's against our sugya? Chai, how is it against our sugya? Our sugya here in Sanhedrin. The Tosa says it pretty much. Why is it against our sugya? Because one of the things that motivated the Rishonim, including again Rashi here on Tesamit Beis, one of the things that motivated the Rishonim to conclude that according to Rabbi Yossi, the mere presence is sufficient to create this, never mind you don't need a involvement in the Hasra, was what? Was our sugya. What do I mean by our sugya? In what way our sugya? Exactly, to explain the machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan. Well, what does this have to do with Meir and the Rabbanan? Right? Go ahead, Adam.
So the machlokas is whether you need
Kemal
or not for the skidos. So Rashi, on the page, says that Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi, that there he had the Alma, the Edis, cause psul.
Even without Kavanah Lahai, or Asra, even without Asra.
The Rabbanan require you have to give it.
Yeah, you have the line, just to test those days there, quick.
Yeah.
But that's a simple pshat of Gemara. You'd have to read the Gemara in some very other creative way. What Rashi's saying is the simple reading of the pliya in our Gemara. Go ahead.
Rabbi Meir saw our lucky Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Bedini Nefash of Loshna Hesra Loshna Shasak. The Yusan Betela. The Rabbanan Zavre Kerabi. The Hecha the Shasak at his Kaima Edis Beshar Umekdila.
Yeah. Right? That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Now, Tosas and Tesam and Aleph, right, here in Sanhedrin, you have that, begins with that assumption, too. Okay, go ahead, just the beginning, if you don't mind.
Tosas and Tesam and Aleph, the big Tosas?
When Tosas rejects, yeah, but let's go to the Rajba part for a second.
Yeah,
he admits it.
I mean, it's later in the Rajba, the line is that...
Is there another Rashba? Go ahead, just read it for quick.
Is there another Rashba? The Hanivo Parche Nindu, the Rabbi Yossi, Al Korche Chlas Leshi Yaisa Eder Iya, the Afilu Yaid Lebasov. The Rabbi Yossi, who the Amar Aji, you Pishne, the Master.
Right, he's putting them together, as we know, and assuming that it's not a din in Hasra, it's a din in Eidus. Go ahead.
The Amar Besamba, who Kemosh Shnaim, Ein Yacholim, the Ha'id, Ela Imkin, Hisrubo, Kash Losha, Bethule. Alma, Osa.
That's a Kiddush of his, an additional Kiddush, right? That it even applies to the Hikash Ashlishi in that. Which shows it's a din in Eidus. Go ahead.
Alma osa yehu chashuv in Eidu. Aval hashar lo. V'chein nira hadvarim deim chuz mokulon. Lo hayu neharagin osa anshelo hesru.
Right. Why does he say v'chein nira hadvarim? Because he knows that you might still be mechalek between Hazama and other things, since Hazama has this other wild card point, which is, A, that it's a Zamam, not because of the effectiveness of the Eidus, and B, because maybe there's not even a mitzaref of Re'ia, because, you know, Lemaisa, at least, we're pretending we don't believe them at all. So that's why it's Mekain Nira. That's one of the things I mentioned before. Keep going. Number one, it sounds from the language of the Mishnah in Makos that it's a contrast between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, and that Rebbe is the Machmir. Go ahead. That's also Chiddush, that Rebbe doesn't really require Hasra. You can substitute that with Kavana only in Mamanus, where there is no Hasra, or even in the Fashos. Not so clear. That would be an important issue, whether or not even Rebbe is Mechalek between the requirements of Shemaid or Tziruf, Leidus or Batla. Every line in these Tosa centers is amazing. We're going to read the first half. We'll just cover the Mafreya a little bit for organizational purposes, but we're going to read the first part in a minute. Okay, keep going.
Oh.
Stop for a second. So what is that line? That line is an acknowledgement that Rashi's reading of the Gemara is the Pashtus, and that the Pashtus is like the first half of Tosis, and like Rashi and the Rashbam, Rashi and Makos, Rashbam, Bava Basra, Tosis and Makos, Tosis and Bava Basra, Tosis and beginning here of Sanhedrin, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you require zero. Okay, go ahead. So that's what I said a second ago, and I said, hopefully it wasn't hyperbole, this is a very remarkable phenomenon. You have Tosis basically coming to a certain conclusion based on a wrong reading or an isolated read. What would have been our perspective on Rabbi Yossi if we only had the language of the Mishnah and Makos and we didn't have the other evidence? The answer is we would have read Rabbi Yossi a certain way, and therefore the Gemara could be Tola, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim on this Rabbi Yossi, which in the cumulative evidence is not true. That's a very shocking thing, right? But that's kind of what Tosa is saying, which only proves one of two things, or maybe both. Okay. One is that obviously Tosas feels that integrating these two Rabbi Yossis, meaning the one on Hasra and the one on Batal Mitzasa, is very compelling. And he's rejecting seeing, which is the view of the other Rishonim, clearly have to say that, the other point in Rabbi Yossi is a din only in Hasra and not as a din in Avis. Right? That's number one. Number two, this may, or the number one, I would say, is a one or two. Maybe Tosas is being, maybe the Rash is being is Lashitaso of Tosas and Makos, right? That the whole point of Dine Nefoshos versus Dine Mominus for Rabbi Yossi is the idea of Kat. Once you think that the whole idea is of Kat, maybe it goes back to what we said the other day, which is maybe you need more tziruf, not less. Can you really talk about an integrated kat, without even kavana lahayid? Maybe you could have made the argument that if anything, you need more, not less. So the idea that, Rabbi Yossi, and there's another Rabbi Yossi, and he does need more, dafka fits in very nicely. Does he? How like Rashi, that it's, simply hokim, l'schus. It puts a din in shemaid also. The special chumra, batal mitzasa, batal kula. Okay. So maybe Rabbi Yossi, dafka, on the contrary, wants to increase the incidence of batal mitzasa, batal kula, the justification of it. Maybe just anything is enough. But if it's a din in kat, and kat theoretically requires a more integrated, reality, so maybe the idea, dafka, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that in fashos, you require zero. So maybe that's what motivated Tosas. But the other thing you also, the other element you need to say is that when there is a Mishnah that gives an impression, right, which is incorrect, factually, by virtue of cumulative evidence, right, is there still, at minimum, some significance to the impression that first Mishnah left? This is an interesting meta issue. In other words, how come the Mishnah in Makos doesn't correct the impression that according to Rabbi Yossi, you require nothing? If indeed, factually, we believe that one Rabbi Yossi needs to supplement the other Rabbi Yossi, right? This is good. This point is going to take away from the point I just previously made, but. So, in a way, maybe what you need to say is that at least it highlights that theoretically,